You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Police need the public's help in finding a missing North Fond du Lac teenager who may be experiencing a mental break. 18-year-old Alan Fernando Leiva was last seen at home Sunday around 9:30 p.m. He hasn't been seen since. He hasn't been to school. His phone was last pinged in Chilton Tuesday night, but it is not ringing through. Leiva is a Hispanic male, 5'9" tall, weighs 165 pounds, with short, wavy black hair and brown eyes. People with any information are asked to call the North Fond du Lac Police.
The body of 19-year-old Diego Alejandro Ramirez from Fox Crossing has been found. We reported last week that Ramirez was last seen in the early morning hours of April 27th in Menasha. Police found his body near the Racine Street off-ramp of U.S. 10 eastbound Tuesday. They don't suspect foul play, but an investigation is continuing. Police say they do not plan on releasing any more details.
When AmeriCorps workers received an unexpected email last week telling them the program is done and they're out of a job, several local organizations were affected. One of them is the Girl Scouts of the Northwestern Great Lakes. Seven AmeriCorps members working with the Girl Scouts outreach program are out, and leaders say without those seven AmeriCorps reps, the outreach program could be eliminated in Green Bay, Appleton, Oshkosh, and 11 other Wisconsin cities. Last week, Governor Tony Evers said Wisconsin will join a multi-state lawsuit against the Trump administration over those cuts. Wisconsin is one of the top 10 states with the most workers in meatpacking and processing, and the rules could be changing. Some advocates say that could put workers in harm's way. Savannah Tomei Olson has that story.
The Trump administration is now changing safety rules for those employees, and experts say it could put them at higher risk of getting hurt. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is overhauling regulatory protections to permit faster processing lines for pork and poultry companies. It says the goal is to allow these plants to set their own speeds, and that research has confirmed no direct link between processing speeds and workplace injuries. But labor advocates say that's not true, citing the USDA's own data from January. Georgetown University's Debbie Berkowitz is a former OSHA official who studies how processing speeds impact safety. She gives this example from USDA data showing what happens when processing goes faster.
In poultry plants, 82% of workers were at increased risk of musculoskeletal disorders.
Berkowitz says it's hard for workers to speak up when conditions aren't safe.
There's a real fear of speaking out and speaking up to companies when things are unsafe. And the meat industry is disproportionately made up of refugees and workers of color.
Wisconsin has more than 500 meat plants statewide. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The mother of an inmate who died of dehydration and malnutrition at one of Wisconsin's maximum security prisons last year has filed a federal lawsuit, alleging guards failed to give him water or his medication. Donald Mayer was found dead in his cell at Waupun Correctional Institution in February 2024. Court documents show guards had turned off the water to the cell during the week leading up to his death without documenting it and didn't give him his mental health medication. Mayer's mother, Jeanette Mayer, filed the lawsuit seeking unspecified damages in federal court in Milwaukee. The prison's former warden pleaded no contest that same day to a misdemeanor charge in connection with Mayer's death and was fined $500. A lawsuit in Battleground, Wisconsin seeks to legalize a once popular practice of fusion voting. That's where the same candidate can appear on the ballot as nominated by multiple political parties. All of the votes that candidate receives are combined or fused for their total. Supporters say this would empower independent voters and lesser known political parties at a time of increasingly bitter partisanship. Critics argue it complicates the ballot, perhaps confusing the voter, while also giving minor parties disproportionate power because major party candidates must woo them to get their endorsements. The chief judge of Milwaukee County Courts says that while a worry-free courthouse would be ideal, the law does allow the government to carry out warrants. Stuart J. Waddles has more from the top judge in the county.
Judge Carl Ashley talked to the media earlier this week after the arrest of Judge Hannah Dugan.
In a perfect world, we would have the opportunity to have a courthouse where people would never have to worry about coming there for their activities. But the reality is there are legal parameters which allow the government to effectuate warrants, and we're not going to interfere with that.
Judge Ashley did confirm that a reserve judge will handle her cases as the state Supreme Court suspended Judge Dugan during the proceedings. Judge Dugan faces federal obstruction charges for allegedly diverting ICE agents and aiding an undocumented immigrant's exit from the courthouse.
The Wisconsin DNR is reporting elevated fire danger throughout the state, and it will remain so for this week. An Oconto County firefighter sustained minor injuries fighting a grass and woods fire in the Townsend area Monday. Most of the counties in the northern portion of our listening area are listed as having a high fire danger. Green Bay and the Fox Valley are listed as moderate. The DNR expects the fire danger to remain elevated at least through Saturday, when more rain is expected. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.fm.
A fast start helps the Brewers get a win. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, filling in for Mike Clemens. Reese Hoskins hit a 2-RBI double, and Jake Bowers followed up with his 2-run blast to give Milwaukee a 4-run first inning.
Bowers into center field. Myers is back. He is running out of room, and that's it! Number 3 for Bowers.
That call courtesy of FanDuel Sports Wisconsin. Milwaukee won its third game in a row with the 4-3 win over the Houston Astros last night. The Brewers used offense, defense, and pitching to win.
We put up 4 early, and the pitching staff, you know, again, Uribe didn't throw as bad as the numbers, but his pitch count got up, and then Mears came in again, second night in a row, and just pitched out of a jam unbelievably, and McGill was electric.
Starting pitcher Chad Patrick pitched into the seventh inning.
Chad continues to show that he belongs here, and 6 2/3 of, you know, flawless against a good ball club that's obviously, look at their names in their lineup, they're very very good ball club.
William Contreras was given heaps of praise for his work.
Give William credit, he's playing with an injury, and you could tell him it affected him tonight, but in a big situation, he comes up and throws that guy out at second base. Just a hustle play that, you know, big time play. So you got to give William credit for all of this too, with the way he's calling a game, the way he's receiving, the way he's throwing. He's been a huge part right now.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. It'll be the same two teams, Brewers and Astros, again this afternoon. Milwaukee gets the day off tomorrow before playing the Rays this weekend. 1 week from today, the NFL will announce its 2025 schedule. The Green Bay Packers will have 8 home games and 9 away games. In addition to the home and home games against the Bears, Vikings, and Lions in the NFC North, the Packers will play each team in the NFC East and AFC North, as well as Carolina, Arizona, and Denver next year. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. No one told Jennifer Aniston life was going to be this way. The Friends actress was a victim of vandalism earlier this week when a 70-something-year-old man tried to crash through the gates of her home. He tried to escape, but it's like he was always stuck in second gear. The actress was home at the time of the crash, but was uninjured. KABC in Los Angeles says the man was booked for felony vandalism and the investigation is ongoing. Although it hasn't been her day, it could still be her week or month or even her year. Blue's Clues star Steve Burns says waiters made more than he made hosting the popular children's show. Burns talked about his meager earnings while appearing on Rainn Wilson's Soul Boom podcast. Burns told Wilson that although he didn't get paid much, he didn't mind at the time because the Nickelodeon show was a side hustle and that most of his income came from voiceover work. The former fake animated dog owner said when he landed the gig, it was after auditioning for what he thought was a voiceover. That's called having a horseshoe up your ass.
Mostly sunny today with a high right around 61 this afternoon. A little breezy with wind northeast at 15 to 25. Clear tonight, 38. Tomorrow, sunshine near 60. On Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.fm. The national news cycle never stops. but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.